Tony, sport can be so cruel, so close.
Yeah, so close. But wasn't it enjoyable? And wasn't it so good, you know? And it wasn't just that it was a good, close game. It was also an enjoyable game and a good game of football. Played well by both teams, so you can't be disappointed.
Yeah, your performance was something else. You scared the absolute bejesus out of the Galway side, no doubt. They're in there shaking their heads wondering, how did they win that game?
Maybe so. I don't know. Listen, it is an impressive Galway outfit. It's a Galway outfit that's going to go well this year. Today was more about a marker of where we are as a team and where we've progressed to. We're off the back of quite a difficult beating this time last year in the kind of finals. So today was more about whether we had an opportunity to perform better and get close to this Galway team. And we did. We had that opportunity. But it wasn't just that we had that opportunity. Today's performance probably surpassed what we actually expected. And that's the piece that'll give these players belief here, is because they're now no leaving today. While disappointed, no leaving today, that there was so much more in them than there has been.
Is it difficult to look now? It's the defeat or just being right at the death and the circumstances, like a mistake ultimately from a player that played so well. Like, the game was almost there. Is it going to be look at the bigger picture, take this to Talent Cup, or is there frustration that you didn't get the job done?
So I guess immediately there will be a level of frustration amongst the players. And that's natural, because they want to win and they want to perform like that. But I suppose my role here is to look at it in a slightly broader picture, you know, and I don't have frustration here at all. Like, I'm so delighted about how that display went, about the improvements we've made throughout the year. And I know that we're not perfect. I know that there's more progress in us. So I don't have the frustration maybe that the players have. I don't have the annoyance that maybe the players have from various mistakes made throughout the day. So it'll be very, very much mixed. Listen, my role here now is to try and look about how we can develop this into the Talent Cup. Like, there's no point in looking backwards all the time. So as we move forward now, I'm going to take the best of what we have here, look at where we can improve, and just see, can we actually improve?
If you look at the two games, it's quite an easy comparison, really. 14 points defeat last season. Very unfortunate to lose in the circumstances you did. There's a lot there to build on in that Talent Cup, and the growth of Sligo football, which is in a good place at the moment.
Sligo football's in a great place. The minors and under 20s are still in the competition. We're still in the Talent Cup as it is now. Performances across the schools are doing really well. You know, the investment that Sligo has in the underage schools and the academies and so on and so forth must surely be paying off at this stage.
A lot of people talk about the provisional championships and maybe scrapping them is the one school of thought, but here you had in the sunshine, and all, like, anyone that was here was thoroughly entertained. It's a pity it wasn't put televised in some form, but it's still alive, the provisional championships.
Very much so. I think when you get occasions like this here, it does two things. One is it makes you wonder, like, should we have more summer football than winter football? And I guess that argument's out there as it is. But the second thing is that these smaller teams and the lesser teams have always an opportunity if they want to try and progress and develop against some of the bigger teams. Now, there are days where those Division 1 teams are just simply too far away. But you see, even here now in the likes of Sligo and in Leitrim, actually, after getting progress from Division 4 to Division 3, the onus is on these teams and on us, as the case is, to try and close that gap and do more to close that gap. And over this past, I suppose, 12 months, we've now had a couple of real good additions to this team in relation to the under-20s, in relation to Alan McLaughlin, who've come in and added value to this team, you know. And when you have success and you get a wee bit of improvement in the team, what you get then is more players looking to come in and help and contribute to it, you know. So, like, we're in a really good place here. The players are in a really good place, mentally and physically. And, you know, I would hope that will continue for what is the rest of the season, at least.